Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Think Like an Integrator podcast. The 2025 printable calendar is here. And believe it or not, I know it's October, but believe it or not, y'all, I have been getting DMs and emails wondering where this calendar is for months now. I'm not kidding, months. So for all of you type A friends, I feel you. They're here. They're beautiful. And I cannot wait for you to grab yours today and start jumping ahead to your 2025 planning. We're going to have the link in the description of this episode. We're also going to have a blog post with images and some more details around the calendar. So definitely take a look. If you are not familiar with the printable calendars, let me give you a few of the kind of nuts and bolts about the calendars. And we will also talk about how I utilize this in my brand. So I first created the printable calendar in 2020 for 2021. So the very first calendar that we ever did was the 2021 printable calendar. Honestly, y'all, it was just something fun to do. It sounds so silly because I know I have talked a lot on this podcast about having strategy, right? Like, you know, don't just like throw spaghetti on the wall. Like you should actually like think about the business things before you do them and like make sure that, you know, time is money. So don't waste your time on all of these things. You want to make sure you're testing your audience well. You want to make sure you're creating offers your audience wants, yada, yada, yada. And like, of course, I believe all of that, specifically when it comes to the digital product space. However, my little story with these calendars is that I didn't ask anybody. I just did them. I thought it would be so fun because I love calendars. I love planning. I'm that girl that if I'm stressed out, I'll just go walk around Staples, right? Like office, like home office supplies. Like that is so fun. Of course, I want to go like hang out in that environment and get some new pens and sticky notes. So in 2020, if you guys go back and listen to the episode where I share my story, which we'll make sure that we link that, but to give you like a bit of a synopsis of my 2020 was very much a year of discovery for me. And I was figuring out what I liked and what I didn't like in business and where I best fit. It was the year that I discovered that I was not, in fact, a visionary like I always believed. As much as I love the vision of like a yearly calendar and seeing my quarter play out and all of those things, I am not a visionary. My skill set lies with being an integrator. I think about the in the weeds aspects of the big picture vision. I want to be in the weeds. I want to be a part of the day-to-day working operations of the brand. And that had always been my bottleneck. As an entrepreneur myself, as somebody that has been in the small business space for like what, 12 years now, I think. I had done myself a disservice and I'd set myself up to fail because I was acting as a visionary when so much of my strength actually lied in the integrator space. And so long story short, 2020 was my year of discovery and I started to figure out like, what do I like and what do I not like about business? I created an online shop towards the end of 2020. It actually launched Black Friday, which I've talked about in the Black Friday episode that we did a couple of months ago. I launched it Black Friday and I launched the calendars. I had very, very few products in the shop. I was very intentional about the products that I created. I did my Trello template bundle, my quarterly cure bundle, and my content planning bundle. So I did those three. Again, those are focused products on planning, project planning, organizing, streamlining workflows, tying in the strategy of the big picture vision into your content plan or into your quarterly plan, things like that. So I did those bundles. And then I decided that I wanted to do a printable calendar. I thought it would be so much fun to like basically pretend that I was being Staples and to create a calendar that was aesthetically beautiful for a modern businesswoman who is looking for something to be able to have in her home office to organize her brand. I wanted to do a yearly version as well as a quarterly, like 3 month undated version. And so we launched both of those at the end of 2020 for 2021. And it was wildly successful. I was blown away, like literally blown away by the response to these calendars. When I first launched them, they were $9. They've since gone up, you know, hello inflation. Now it's $12 for a calendar, but still a low ticket offer. It has been wonderful for me to have something that's warming up an audience to who I am and other aspects of my brand. And it's just, you guys, it's fun. Like, I love seeing the reels and the YouTube videos that other business owners are doing about my calendars and the ways that they have been able to leverage a visual tool. And it sounds so simple because it is just a calendar. Like, I didn't create time. I didn't create like, well, this is what the month of January, like how many days are going to be in January? And this is the, we'll call the second month of the year February. Like, I didn't do that. I just did a visual representation of the calendar in a way that I felt like resonated with other women in the small business space. I wanted to have the option of color. I wanted to have the option of pink. Hello. And then I wanted that neutral, like kind of like taupey blush color, as well as a black and white and a gray. So a couple of different options for the small business owners out there, pending what their brand vibe was, pending what their office looked like, etc. So it has been so much fun to create these year after year. Last year, we did something different and we rolled out new size options and new color options. And that was really fun. When we first started, we had two sizes and four colors. Two sizes and three colors. And then last year, we decided to do six colors and three sizes. So that's what is available this year with the 2025 version. When you receive the calendar, it is an instant download. So as soon as you purchase, you get immediate access to all three sizes. There's a large poster size, very large. It's amazing. I have two of them hanging in my office, both the yearly and the quarterly, as large as I can get them. That's great for those of you that are incredibly visual. Specifically, if you want to be able to write on the calendar and you have this like whiteboard-esque style calendar hanging on your walls. We have the large option. We have a medium option that's a little bit smaller for those of you that have maybe a smaller space to be able to hang the calendar. And then we have a small option that's letter size. You can literally print it from home using your home printer and stick it on your desk. Or if you're like me and you go to some in-person events, I've printed off a 2020 or excuse me, like the 2024, like the last year I printed it off, and I've printed off the quarterly calendar, and to be able to physically take it with me as I'm like mapping out my goals with my biz besties, like in person. And so that's been really fun. I also have an app on my iPad called GoodNotes, and I will pull up the calendar on my iPad. That's how my friend Rebecca and I, when we do her immersion retreats, where we're like just diving fully into her brand, thinking about what worked and what didn't, fixing kind of the leaks that have been happening throughout the year and setting goals for the next year. When we're meeting to do that, we both get out our good notes and we have our quarterly plan. And when we get to the like vision casting portion of it, she's rapid fire and I'm making it into like a quarterly plan, y'all. So I love being able to use it digitally on good notes. If you have that app, if you have an iPad, you should totally look at getting that app. I think it was like $5. So it is a little bit of a cost to that app, but it's been well worth it for me with traveling and being able to have that on the go. So all that to say, it's been a lot of fun for me to see the response of these calendars, and it's always exciting to be able to unveil the new year. And this time around, you guys, because we just recently, within the last year, did the new colors and the new size option, we didn't make additional changes outside of the fact that like it is a new year. The current colors have been so well received and I love seeing y'all use them. And so we wanted you to be able to have those same color options available. So we're going to make sure that we link to the 2025 calendar. We'll also link to the quarterly And there's a bundle. So if you don't have the quarterly yet and you want to bundle them together, you absolutely should. It's going to save you a little bit of money to be able to bundle them. And the quarterly comes in the same colors and the same sizes. So you can do some corresponding, like sometimes I'll do like a pink 2025 and then a multi for the quarterly, because it's a fun little color combo that works. Or if you're super into like matchy-matchy, it is all the exact same colors. You can print two of them in the neutral or two of them in the blue or two of them in the pink, whatever you want to do. And you would be able to have those options too. So I am so excited for you guys to finally get your hands on these. And again, I know my type A friends, y'all have definitely been waiting for this for a little while. So while we're talking about the 2025 edition of the calendar, I want to go ahead and share a couple of things about utilizing this calendar and the ways that you can be the most productive when it comes to leveraging the visual tool of a 2025 calendar. I absolutely think that the quarterly calendar pairs with this one, and we're actually going to talk about that here in a little bit. But the 2025 in and of itself is incredibly important because there's so much about to happen in 2025. There are 12 whole months and 365 whole days, and this visual tool allows us to see them all from that bird's eye view and figure out when things can take place. So I use my calendar to give me a big picture view of the entire year. This is not a weekly planning tool. And I want to reinforce that. This is not something that you're going to use in place of your My Week Trello template, which that is a free offer that we have for you guys too, which I'll drop in the description if you use Trello. I use Trello as a weekly planning tool. I use my Google Calendar. My family has a Google Calendar. My team, we have a Google Calendar. So the yearly calendar is not replacing those day-to-day in the weeds tools. The yearly calendar, it's kind of like the hand in hand of like visionary integrator. Like the yearly calendar is the vision. The yearly calendar is like, this is the whole year. And this is what we think should happen this year. Whereas you need the other aspects. You need your Trello templates. You need your Google Calendar. You need your paper planner, whatever it is that you prefer to use for those day-to-day tools. You need that to work together with this. And they fit hand in hand, just like the sister calendar, the quarterly calendar. I mentioned before the quarterly calendar, it comes in the same sizes, it comes in the same colors. It's a 3-month undated option. So you get it once, you don't need to buy it again and again and again. You only need to print it one time. I actually will print my quarterly calendar and I stick it in a gold frame, hanging in my office, and I use a wet erase marker when I'm writing on the calendar. And then I can wipe it off and rewrite the next quarter. So I'm not even printing four. I'm printing one for the whole year and just using it like a dry erase board all year long. And so that's why I did the quarterly calendars undated, so that you would have the opportunity to do that. It's also nice if you're late. Okay, like it's October right now. Maybe you have not thought about Q4. You're like, well, it is already Q4 and I've done nothing. So that's okay. You don't have like a dated calendar in terms of the quarterly calendar to work with. Just grab it, start with where you are, or just start with November, December, fill out 2 months of the year, or do November, December, January if you want to like get crazy and go ahead and think about the first month of 2025. But I like that the quarterly calendar is undated, because for those of us that can run late, even though I'm type A, you guys, I can absolutely be late. I am a mom of three. Like, that is just life right now. Okay. And so because of that, I want you guys to have the grace and the flexibility to not feel like you're married to something that already has all of the dates. Now, on the flip side, you're 2025, who wants to sit there and like date all of the 2025s? Not this girl. So we did it for you. You print it, it's already dated. You've got your 12 months, 365 days, and you can see it. It's 3-month stacks. So that was done strategically too, so that you can see all of the four quarters stacked on top of one another. So it's a great visual representation of what's happening in your year. The other thing that is unique to our 2025 calendars, or not even just our printable calendars in general, this is something if you had a past calendar, this feature was on there, but it's something that I think makes us unique in the small business space. And it's why I consider our calendars to be the true it calendar for successful creative entrepreneurs, is that we have a monthly focus section at the bottom of every single month in the yearly calendar. Why do we do that? Well, the monthly focus is your secret sauce to tackling goals all year long. And this is where my integrator brain comes into play for those of you that are on the visionary side of things. Like, you're looking at your whole year, and it can be difficult for visionaries to break down, well, here's my main vision. Like, but how do I break it down throughout the year? And that's where the monthly focus can come into play. So, for example, if you know that you want to launch a course in March, then your monthly focus for January and February could be one of two things. One of those months, it could be list growth around the fact that this course is coming, like list growth, priming that audience of who is coming onto your list for that course to come. You could also have a monthly focus that's literally prepping the course for the launch. Like, you're going to have so many details and so many back-end to-dos. And so having that monthly focus allows you to essentially start to project plan, which I know the word project plan, like, people get kind of scared of that, or they like have no idea what that means. So you're either apathetic or you're like, oh, nope, I'm definitely not going to do it. And it feels a little bit too like spooky for you. But that's what a monthly focus is helping you start to do, is slowly project plan by thinking about, well, what is the focus for this month? What is the focus for the next month? And sometimes that focus can be something as simple as less work. If you are like me and your kids are going to be home over the summer, and you know, like, okay, June and July, it's kind of a wash. So I need to make sure that I don't have a launch plan, or I don't give myself this unrealistic revenue goal if I'm going to be scaling back and like stepping more into mom mode, like in that time frame. So all that to say, your monthly focus allows you to do the yearly planning and trickle it down one month at a time throughout the year. And then when you pair the 2025 with your monthly focus with your quarterly, that's where you're then laser focusing on, okay, January, February, March, what did I say was my monthly focus? Let's pop that into the quarterly calendar and figure out even more in the weeds, how are we going to make this happen? And all of a sudden, my little visionary friends, you have started project planning. You have strapped on an integrator hat, and you're like DIYing it and doing a great job because of this visual tool that holds your hand and looks so pretty hanging in your home office. So all that to say, you guys, I am thrilled that the 2025 is here. We're going to have some other episodes in the future going even more in the weeds around annual planning and what does it look like to set up 2025 for true success, whatever success looks and feels like for you and your digital biz. So we're going to be talking about that in the future. But for now, we're just having a little virtual party. I might, you know, have a little glass of champagne tonight on a fun little October Tuesday night. Who knows? But our 2025 calendars are here, and I hope y'all love them as much as I do.